life is good enough for most people, but life's best moments are always the most precious. Whether it's for the little pleasures of day-to-day living or that once-in-a-lifetime unforgettable experience, everyone loves to be in great health and at their best. For us at Avon HMO, our job is only well done when we see you in excellent health, living life to the fullest for yourself and your loved ones. This is why we work round the clock to provide you with health plans and accompanying services that are easy to access from a team that is dedicated to being responsive. So, you can keep more of life's best moments coming. Get the Avon cover. Talk to the Avon HMO call center today on 01-277-9800-9. For life that's complete and real fun,
Avon will come through for you. Avon HMO, your life improved.
Smooth health on the drive.
It's a global observation that helps raise people's awareness.
Get health information and tips for optimal well-being.
How to prevent it, detect or treat it.
This is Smooth Health on the Drive.
In association with Avon HMO.
Smooth and 98.1 Lagos, welcome to Smooth Health for a thankful Thursday. So we told you at the top of the show that we have a very interesting show lined up today, and we've been talking about this on our social media platforms. Something exciting that we're kicking off today, and as you heard, it is in association with Avon HMO, and in the studio, you're going to be hearing her a lot on the show. I've got a doctor in the building, Dr. Dami Familomi. How are you doing?
Very good.
Good to have you. So today we're going to be talking about depression, guys. And you've probably heard about depression on the station this week quite a bit, because tomorrow is World Health Day, April 7th. And the theme for this year is actually depression. So we got to keep talking about it until we all understand it and we do the needful. So today we're going to try to demystify depression with the help of Dr. Dami. So Dr. Dami, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Good to have you. Great.
Yeah.
All right. So let us jump right into it. And Lagos, we do have a doctor in the building. So if you have any questions for her about what we're talking about today, which is, of course, depression, feel free at any time to send us a message on WhatsApp. And that number is 0809-444-0981. And of course, you can also tweet at Smooth981FM. So let's start off with the obvious question, Dr. Dami. What is depression?
Okay, so depression is a condition that negatively affects how you feel, the way you think, how you act. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a difference between depression and grief. Some people lose a loved one, they end a relationship, they lose a large sum of money, mm-hmm. and go into some kind of sadness, which is fine. I think we all go through ups and downs in life, but we should not make the mistake of thinking that this up and downs that we go through are the same as depression. So if you find yourself in a mood, a very low mood, for a period of time, mm-hmm. say 2 weeks and more, and you just can't do anything to get yourself out of that mood, then you should talk to someone, you should see someone, because you might be in a depressive state.
Okay. So depression is when you feel down and you're just kind of moody. But there's more to that statement, right? Because right. it only becomes an issue because we all feel down. Come on.
I mean, right.
You live in a city like Lagos. Everybody feels down and out every now and again, right? And that's
the
normal.
Traffic.
Yo, yes. The traffic alone is enough, right? So it's normal to feel down and out from time to
yes,
time.
Yes, it is.
But when does it become an issue? What is it that makes it a serious issue that you can okay. then say, okay, this could be depression?
So let's talk about some of the signs and symptoms of a depressive state.
Okay.
Which, you know, we've been throwing the term around depression. So some people can just say, oh, you know, I broke up with my boyfriend, now I'm depressed. Which is fine, but again, it's your depression at that particular time is not really a depressive state.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll talk about some of the signs and symptoms of depression.
Okay.
The major one being losing self-esteem. So just having that in a general term that, you know, your self-esteem begins to become lower and lower with certain other symptoms.
Okay.
So the first of them being decreased appetite or weight loss.
Okay.
And it's so funny because some people actually would have increased appetite or weight gain. So either way, you know, you should check it. If you find yourself eating tubs and tubs of ice cream or, you know, just loading yourself up with sweets, you should actually sit down and have a conversation with yourself and figure out what may or may not be going on.
Okay.
Another symptom is insomnia, which is just not being able to sleep. And you know that you've been someone that is able to sleep, or you know, pretty easily.
Unaided.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, you know, the other side of it is called hypersomnia, which is oversleeping. So, you know, I with a lot of clients that I've had in the practice, a lot of them actually go through hypersomnia, which is just not wanting to get off the bed.
Yeah.
You know, you just want to take one more hour to sleep, two more hours to sleep, and before you know it, you're late for work, you don't even want to get out of bed. So you need to start checking and seeing if some of these things are happening with you in your daily life.
Okay.
Agitation, slowness or anger. I always tell people that anger is upside down depression.
Mm.
You know, we can diverse a little bit and talk about all the domestic abuse issues that
we've been having. It's been crazy.
It's been crazy.
It seems like it's on the rise.
It is. It definitely is. And, you know, I always tell people, especially my clients that come in, you know, and they are depressed now because of maybe certain marital situations. You know, maybe their husbands are abusive or their husbands are giving them the silent treatment or not eating their food, you know, being moody. And, you know, the first conversation we have, I mean, they don't come to the practice coming to report their husband, you know, but we're having a conversation and they're telling me all these things and they're like, oh, I think he's cheating on me. And, you know, I tell them, I said, it's not every time a man is silent or moody or, you know, not eating your food means that he's cheating. And you mm-hmm. should check to see if he's actually depressed
mm-hmm.
because the work environment that we work in Nigeria, it's very overbearing. Sometimes I have a lot of overbearing bosses, you know, that can make a man very angry. So he comes home and, you know, he's angry, but he doesn't want to show it at home. So he goes into a shell. You know, some of the men will show it at home, which leads to domestic abuse,
right.
You know, so they just want to inflict the pain that they feel
right.
on their partners or children or mm-hmm. just people around them that seem to be weaker.
Yeah.
You know, so those are things to try to keep an eye on if you see these things occurring around you.
Yeah. Be a little more sensitive to it.
Right.
Okay, what are the other signs? Because there are a few more.
Yes, there are. So, loss of energy. I know we're all tired. It's very again because of traffic situation.
Mm-hmm.
But if you just find yourself like just down all the time, like in my practice, I always tell people, give me a number on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 mm-hmm. being the most energy, 1 being no energy. Where would you rate yourself? So, if before you were like a 9 and all of a sudden you're like a 2, then you need to check and see what may be going on. I mean, there are other factors that might make you tired, you know, anemia, your diet, exactly. But it's for you to try to figure out what may be going on, or talk to a doctor, talk to a close friend mm-hmm. and figure out if there's something else going on.
Okay.
We talked about self-esteem before, which is like the last, one of the last things I have here,
okay.
which is a feeling of worthlessness, self-reproach, excessive or inappropriate guilt.
Mm. So you just don't like yourself.
Right.
Basically.
Look in the mirror, you just don't like what you see.
Mm.
People compliment you every day, but you're just like,
I don't really think so.
Mm. Right.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. So basically, how does suicide come into this and suicidal thoughts? Is that also a sign of depression?
Yes, it is.
We've been hearing that a lot as well.
Yes,
Of people committing suicide or mm-hmm. attempting to.
Exactly. You know, not everybody that is depressed has thoughts of suicide.
Right.
But by the time you start having thoughts of suicide, then it's time you probably get on medication.
Mm-hmm.
You know, suicidal thoughts are not things you want to play around with.
Of
because
course.
Especially if you actually have a plan in which you want to go about doing that. So
mm-hmm.
you have a plan to go on the bridge and jump off.
Mm.
You know, you have a plan to hang yourself. I mean,
it's one thing
a lot
to
of
have
stories.
The thought, it's another to actually have a plan
exactly.
to execute it.
Exactly. I'm sure if you take a poll, you probably find out with the state of the economy and
mm-hmm.
stuff that a lot of people have thought about, oh, wouldn't it be nice?
A passing thought.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But if you actually have a detailed plan, then, you know, that's more of an issue.
Mm.
So you need to
and
get
usually
help.
When they have a plan, they don't usually discuss that plan.
Exactly.
So that's when it can get really bad. So I would imagine that a person who's depressed might exhibit a combination of these symptoms,
exactly.
Right? It wouldn't just be, oh, I lost my appetite, so I'm depressed.
Right, no.
I've lost my appetite, I'm lethargic, I'm, you know, fatigued.
Exactly.
And then I think I'm worthless or whatever
it is.
A combination of
a
those.
A combination, and then it goes on for more than 2 weeks.
And it goes on. So that's the key.
Yes.
If it's going on, if you feel down and out today because your boss told you you're useless and you hate your life right now, you're probably not depressed.
You're probably fine.
By tomorrow, after you've had some ice cream and you've held on to your spouse or whatever, mm-hmm. then you're good. But after that, if it extends for 2 weeks, that's when it's an issue, correct?
Exactly.
Okay, so now that we've talked about what it is and some of the symptoms, do we know what causes depression? I mean, are there actual medical causes or, you know, how does that work?
You know, with a lot of things in medicine, there's not one cause. There are usually a variety of different causes.
Okay.
I tried to narrow down to maybe some of the causes we might have here in Nigeria.
Okay.
I mean, we mentioned one already, traffic.
Yeah.
We mentioned another one, work situations.
Recession.
But, you know, the one that's really dear to me is just beliefs, you know? Like, just beliefs that you have about yourself or that your parents have impacted on you. I usually call them limiting beliefs. In society, unfortunately, we have a lot of limiting beliefs, such as if you don't get married at a certain age, you know, you're a failure, you're not a woman. It's so sad to say
this.
Can we
just park there and put our hazard lights on for a second? Just park the car, put your hazard. Let's talk about that real quick.
Yes.
That is a big... I'm so glad you brought that up because there are a lot of women... We had a show on Smooth yesterday talking about a woman who's 37, dating a guy who's 41, he still lives at home.
Wow.
She's trying to figure out what to do on the drive time discussion. And somebody actually called in and said, first of all, why is she 37 and still single? She should have had all her kids by now. And these are the kinds of thoughts that that women get.
Exactly.
You know, so that, and that can lead to depression, correct?
Exactly.
Fantastic that you mentioned that. What else would you say that's unique to our society?
I'll say, you know, when I moved back to Nigeria, my clinic, I did a lot with patients going through fertility journeys. You know, it's...
That's another one.
Right. It's such a big deal in Nigeria. I don't remember it having, you know, been such a big deal before, but now it's like everywhere, you know. A lot of young ladies have like high prolactin levels, which can cause infertility, by the way. So, you know, we need to check some. That's why it's good for you to see your
doctors,
right, and get health insurance, you know. That's why... Avon sponsoring the show, you know, Avon is a HMO. They sell really good, cheap health insurance, so you don't have to pay out of pocket for
your
health services. Exactly. So just get your blood drawn once in a while, check your levels. You know, for female, single, even married, I'll say let your doctor check your prolactin levels, especially if you get headaches. You know,
prolactin.
Prolactin, yes.
Prolactin, ladies, write that down.
Yes, please do, especially if you notice any kind of milky or clear discharge coming out of your breast. You know, that's a sure sign of high prolactin levels.
Wow.
Anyway, so the reason why I'm saying this is because, you know, I have a lot of patients that have gone through IVF, have some that have gone through 9, 13.
I've heard crazy,
you know,
stories
yes,
like that, yeah.
It's, you know, it's terrible. And, you know, what I noticed is every time the women come in, the men don't show up. No, no, bring your husband. You know, we need to check him. We need to, you know, you guys need to walk side by side. And, you know, I talk to them a lot. You know, it's not, I'm not a counselor, but, you know, it's part of my training. And you just find out that sometimes you have to counsel a little bit. But I find that a lot of them don't have family support. And that really drains them. Not only is IVF like financially draining, but it's also mental drainage, emotional drainage. They take injections that mess up their hormones, you know. Their neurochemicals are all over the place, you know, which can further lead to depression when one round failed, the other one didn't take, and the doctors cannot explain.
And then you don't have the support of your family.
Exactly.
Wow.
You know, so families, please support people on fertility journeys. Just throwing that out there because a lot of them are going through major issues. And a lot of times, not their fault. You know, like they say, God gives babies. You know.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but there's just something
that's a good
causing,
point.
You know, so we need to support, we need to encourage people to see their doctors early. Females, check yourselves early, even before marriage, you know, just to know what's going on.
Okay.
So yeah, so just formative beliefs also can cause this issue. So, you know, your child maybe a 10-year-old and you're not doing so well in school and your parents keep comparing you to the neighbor's child. You know, the two of you might have different learning styles, you know, but we don't even take that into account.
Yeah.
Some children want to be tech geeks, you know, they like anything techie. Some people are electronics, and then you want them to be a doctor by force. You want them to be a lawyer by force. You know, you're putting...
So you raise a good point. Because is it safe to say that kids, and I want to ask seemingly dumb questions because we really want to demystify depression today and get answers. Is it safe to say that kids can be depressed?
Oh, yes.
Because I think we think depression is about when you have a job and you have responsibilities, then you can get depressed. We can say that children can get depressed too.
Oh, yes, they can.
And kids commit suicide.
They do.
So this is a serious thing.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break on that note, Lagos. If you have any questions or thoughts or comments that you'd like to share with us on the show today, remember you can get your thoughts in on our WhatsApp 0809-444-0981. You can also tweet at Smooth981FM. In the studio with me is Dr. Dammy, and we're talking about depression. Tomorrow is World Health Day, and it is dedicated this year to bringing awareness to depression, which is why we're talking about it today. And remember, the show is brought to you in association with Avon HMO. We will be right back.
Love music.
Love music. Love life.
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 Love music. Music. Love life.
Love Smooth 98.1.
My lifestyle is music.
Can't separate my music from
me. I love music and I love life.
Love music.
My name is Omaumi.
Hi, my name is Catherine Omomene.
Hi, this is Amy Bozimo.
My name is Chinaza.
Hi, this is Femi Temor.
Hi, my name is Judith Sipuma.
This is Smooth 98.1.
Smooth 98.1. Love music, love life.
Smooth, smooth, smooth.
Gentlemen, it's your favorite show, Avon HMO's Life's Best Moments! Mr. Ben, please share with us what you regard as your life's best moment.
It has to be when my wife gave birth to our first baby. The moment for me was when the baby was placed in my arms. I looked down and I thought, this is mine? Amazing! What a miracle!
Avon HMO.
At Avon HMO knows that whether it's for the many joys of day-to-day living or that once-in-a-lifetime experience, everyone loves to be in great health. This is why we work round the clock to provide you with health plans that are easy to access from a team that is responsive. From as low as 15,000 Naira, you can get an Avon HMO health plan that works for you. Visit our website, avonhealthcare.com, or call 0700-277-9800 today.
Avon will
Smooth Health on the Drive.
So Lagos, if you didn't know, now you know.
Stay tuned.
In association with Avon HMO.
Welcome back, Lagos. It is Smooth Health in association, brought to you in association with Avon HMO and Avon Medical. And in the studio with me is Dr. Dammy talking about depression. We're trying to demystify it again. If you have any questions, I hope our WhatsApp isn't down because I'm getting an error message here. But remember, we're also on Twitter at Smooth981FM. So we've talked about some of the causes, and I really appreciate the fact that you brought in some cultural issues that could be kind of contributing to depression in our society. Let's talk a little bit about the stigma, Dr. Dammy.
Right.
Because many times you hear people say, are you the only one?
Right.
Like, really? There are 1,001 people that would trade places with you, so why are you making it such a big deal? Snap out of it. Get over it. What would you say to people who have ever said that to someone who's feeling down and out and has been feeling down and out? Because the other thing people say is, you're just an attention seeker. You're just looking for attention. Why are you always gloomy? Why are you always... And so they have no support, and then they don't know what to do until it gets really complicated and out of hand. So what would you say about the stigma in our society?
The first thing that we all need to understand is that depression is a medical condition. You know, it's not a choice. People don't choose to be depressed. They don't even know how to get themselves out of that depressive state, you know. So you telling them snap out of it is not going to help them, because if they could snap out of it, they would.
Yeah.
Because they do not like how they feel being in that state.
True.
So this actually brings us to some of the physical causes of depression, you know. I mean, like I said, no one really knows the one cause for depression, but they're a combination of things. Some are genetic, some environmental factors, you know. But I'm just going to talk a little bit about some of the physical causes.
Okay.
So there are actually some drugs that can cause depression. You know, like, you know, you go to your doctor's office and they're trying to treat you for something and they give you a drug. Guess what? That drug can cause depression. And a very common one that we ladies use is birth control pills.
Birth control pills can cause depression. Yes. Wow.
And there are different ways that this, because, well, I'll just bring out something that maybe a lot of people know about, because your doctor will always tell you, you know, if you've been on birth control pills, make sure you take folic acid before trying to, you know, conceive, because it's been shown to drain the reserves of folic acid in the body.
Okay.
Now, folic acid, or folate, which is the one I like, is the type of folic acid I like. Folic acid is synthetic. Folate is natural.
I did not know that.
Right, okay.
Wow.
So my practice focuses on natural, so more so than the synthetic version of drugs.
Wow.
So it's been linked that low levels of folate can actually cause depression. And also a lot of, you know, medical practitioners now give the depression drugs alongside folate, because they've seemed to improve outcomes.
Okay.
You know, so that's just something.
This isn't to say, Lagos, that you should go out and get it. You need to be, it needs to be prescribed.
Well, folate,
you can buy. But I'm saying people shouldn't just go pig out on it.
Exactly why you can't be depressed. So you need to know which one before you go out
so
and
pills,
buy.
So certain pills can cause.
Yeah, birth control pills.
Okay.
Even alcohol. Alcohol withdrawal, having a hangover. If anybody has had hangovers, you know how terrible you feel the next morning. Now imagine having hangovers every day. You're in a very lousy mood every day. And you know, alcohol does deplete a lot of stuff from the body. Mm-hmm. A lot of very good vitamins are depleted, B vitamins are depleted, which are all needed by neurotransmitters in the brain, which are the things, by the way, that prevent depression when they're balanced. Some sedatives can cause some withdrawal from some drugs. Infectious diseases too can cause depression. So even the flu, which is very common in some people, it can inflame some of the things around the brain too. I don't want to be too medical,
too technical
here.
Yeah.
You know, and cause some depression. Viral hepatitis, tuberculosis, which we have in Nigeria,
we're trying to eradicate. Yeah.
Right, can cause depression. Tertiary syphilis, so, you know, which is a STD left untreated, you know, can eventually affect the brain. That too can cause depression.
This goes beyond what people realize.
Yes, it does. Hormonal imbalances. So hypothyroidism, which is very underdiagnosed, even not just in Nigeria, all over the world. Like a lot of women walking around with low thyroid hormones, like low. So their metabolism is off. You know, they can't lose weight. They're constipated. They're oily skin, you know. Dry, brittle hair. Those are some of the signs, by the way. Depression is one of the signs.
As you just said that, Dr. Dammy, you just liberated somebody out there. Because some woman has been walking around with all of those symptoms, has tried everything in the book, hasn't worked.
Right.
This is why, like you said earlier on, get insurance.
Exactly.
So you can go and ask questions. And not buy all the creams off the shelf trying to deal with something that's internal. Right,
exactly.
So, okay, so all of this being said, Dr. Dammy, how does a person who's feeling depressed get help?
So, like I said, the first step is see somebody.
Okay.
Because you can go to Google or go to Dr. Google as much as you want to. You'll just find a whole bunch of information, because, you know, medical practitioners do go to school for countless amount of years, right, to be able to differentiate between different states, you know. So you actually do need to see someone in order to be diagnosed, and, you know, in order to also get the right treatments. What I always encourage every patient, even the ones that I see, is ask questions. Yes, you can go to Dr. Google, but just go to Dr. Google trying to harm yourself with the questions you need to ask your doctor.
Right.
So if they give you this drug, please ask what the drug is for.
Yes.
You know, it's very important, because there are different ways to treat depression. You know, going further down my own line, which I say I look for natural causes, I do more like investigative medicine, is, you know, things like dysbiosis. I'm sure everybody has heard of, like, yeast overgrowth. Not only trash, you know, but you can have some yeast overgrowth in your abdomen. We've also heard that the stomach is like the second brain. You know, it's where our immune system lies and stuff. So if you have overgrowth of bad bacteria and not enough of the good bacteria, that can cause a severe chemical imbalance in your body, because we need all these bacteria to help us. I'm not going to become too technical. I'm trying not to become too technical, but to help convert some of our vitamins and minerals that are needed for certain pathways. So if we don't have enough of these bacteria, then we don't have our pathways working properly.
Okay.
So that can cause depression.
Okay.
Heavy metals too have been shown to cause depression. Mm-hmm. Poor appetite, lack of exercise. Mm-hmm. We just mentioned hypothyroidism. Again, hypoglycemia, which some people are familiar with, which is low blood sugar.
Okay.
So hyper is high blood sugar. That's usually leading to diabetes and stuff. But the other spectrum, the end of the other spectrum, is low blood sugar.
Okay.
Allergies, funny enough, can cause it. Psychological trauma. So we earlier on talked about domestic abuse.
Yeah.
You know, we talked about suicide. We talked about anger. We talked about husbands being depressed. You know, a lot of the people that are taking the brunt of this domestic abuse or psychological trauma can end up being depressed also, because they've witnessed such a violent situation. There was just a story I was reading about this lady that was beat up by her cousin for no apparent reason. And at the end of the story, she says that anybody that comes near her now, she's afraid they're about to hit her. You know, and that's like, she's going to have to go through that for a while till she finds a counselor, a really good one to talk to, you know, to get her out of that state. But she's in panic mode. Every second of her life now, she's in panic mode because she was attacked, you know.
So in terms of how to get help, if you are exhibiting some of the symptoms that we talked about earlier on, you can walk into your hospital. Are we saying that you can walk? You can go talk to your doctor.
Yes.
Because, you know, most times people are like, there are no physical symptoms. Like, you don't have a cut, you don't have a scratch,
right,
you don't have a rash,
right.
You don't have a head. You might have a headache, but some people are a little shy going to the doctor to say that they're depressed because it's like,
because of
there's
the
no
stigma.
Physical anything going on, but they just feel horrible. But you're saying, go and talk to
go
the doctor.
Go anywhere. Don't care about what people think. Yeah. You know, this is your health. So just seize the moment and just go in and see. And worst case scenario, or best case scenario, actually, they refer you to someone that can handle the situation. But I mean, we have a lot of people now that deal with counseling issues. We have a lot of psychologists in Nigeria, which are usually the ones that you would have to be referred to. So if you have been diagnosed as depressive, please see a psychologist and not a general physician.
Okay. And it's not, there's treatment. Nothing wrong, because, you know, we have all these terms, oh, shrink, oh,
right,
oh, yeah, weary, and all these things. Like, just go and see a professional, because they were trained to help
to
with these
deal
situations
with it. Right.
And then just real quick, so if somebody who isn't depressed but is seeing these symptoms in a friend, in a spouse, in a child, what would you say we need to do if you're not depressed and you fall into the category of people who are not currently depressed, because you might be depressed tomorrow and you might need help?
Exactly.
What do we need to do to be a little bit more supportive as we start to wrap it up?
I'll say talk to them, you know, create a very
non-threatening,
right, judgmental area. You know, ask them questions, leading questions, open-ended questions, so that they can speak their mind, basically. And, you know, just ask them, find out if there's a cause for why they're feeling the way they are. If there's no cause, then that's the first, you know, like, point to know, right? Because then if there's no cause, then it's probably something more physical or chemical going on within their bodies that is causing them to be in this way,
state,
in this state.
And don't laugh, I would say.
Yes, please don't laugh
at people.
Them.
Don't tell them, snap out of it. What's wrong with you?
It makes it worse. It really does. If you're a mother that you have children that, you know, a bit low, you know, once in a while, check their diet. You know, make sure they're getting enough fruits and vegetables. Make sure they're on a multivitamin. I always tell people, everybody should be on a multivitamin.
Because most of us don't get our vitamins from food.
We don't
get enough.
We're not eating
the right things.
Exactly. And even the soil that is used to plant these foods they're depleted. We don't do crop rotation. We don't do following. We don't do any of that stuff anymore.
Wow.
So even the soil is depleted. So a lot of times, very hard to get it from your food. So multivitamin, very, very important for any growing child, children, women of childbearing age, even the men. Please, please, please get on a multivitamin. A lot of people feeling low will be very surprised that even a multivitamin
could help.
Helps them.
Really?
Yes.
Any final words?
Right, with some tips, you know, we'll just say, first of all, try to remove all I call them food poisons from your blood, you know. So chemical additives, packaged foods, spices, just try to remove too much sweets, candy, cake, you know. Try to eat, you know, homemade food more often than, you know, all those other types of foods. Blend fruits every day, spinach, efirin, asala, walnut, you know. Add some lime in there, ginger, garlic, if you can handle it, you know. These things have a lot of vitamins and minerals that can help you, help detoxify your body, help cleanse the colon and stuff like that. Fiber, very good. Listen to slow music, worship music if you're a Christian. I always give people an example of Saul in the Bible when he was, well, they said he was with demons, or he was depressed, or he was sad after the battle, right? Demons, and they called David to play his guitar, you know, and he felt better. Learn to laugh, you know, learn to exercise. Make sure you take walks, especially very early in the morning. Around 6 a.m., we have something called the blue light, which has been shown by researchers to be very medicinal. So I don't know if you guys have heard about the babies, you know, when you're born with
jaundice,
they say put the light. Exactly. First early morning light, you know, because it breaks down the bilirubin in the skin. So again, it has a lot of medicinal properties. So I say get to walking, wake up early, you know, breathe in fresh air, get out of your house, open your windows, allow light into your home, talk to people.
And that should help.
Surely, yeah.
Fantastic. Well, Lagos, on that note, we wrap it up here on Smooth Health. And Dr. Dami has been sharing with us everything we need to know about depression. We just really wanted to demystify, you know, basically what this thing is and the fact that there's such a stigma in our society. But like you said, it is a medical condition.
Yes.
And so we need to start paying more attention to it. So this show is brought to you in association with Avon HMO. Do you want to give us some information about Avon?
Okay. So if you want to reach Avon, you can call them on 0902-247-1470. Again, it's 0902-247-1470. An email address is practical tips. That's practicaltips. Practical tips at avonhealthcare.com. So that's healthcare, not HMO. avonhealthcare.com. Their Twitter handle is avonhmo, HMO, not healthcare.
Okay.
And Instagram is avonhmo also. Facebook, avonhmo. So they make you, you know, pretty easy. Avon HMO, except the email.
All righty. And Lagos, if you sent in a message on our WhatsApp and we didn't get to read it out, we apologize. We had a bit of a internet issue, but it's back. But thank you so much for trying to reach out to us on the show. We wrap it up. Thank you, Dr. Dami.
Thank you.
Looking forward to having you on next week again. So Lagos, make it a date with us next week on a Thursday at 5:15 for another edition of Smooth Health. But in the meantime, stay close to your radio because headline news comes up next at 5:55.
Smooth Health on the Drive.
It's a global observation that helps raise people's awareness of
health
cancer.
Information and tips for optimal well-being.
How to prevent it, detect or treat
every
it.
Every Thursday at 5:15 p.m.
In association with Avon HMO.
A good life is good enough for most people, but life's best moments are always the most precious. Whether it's for the little pleasures of day-to-day living or that once-in-a-lifetime unforgettable experience, everyone loves to be in great health and at their best. For us at Avon HMO, our job is only well done when we see you in excellent health, living life to the fullest for yourself and your loved ones. This is why we work round the clock to provide you with health plans and accompanying services that are easy to access from a team that is dedicated to being responsive. So, you can keep more of life's best moments coming. Get the Avon cover. Talk to the Avon HMO call center today on 01-277-9800-9.
For life that's complete and real for. Avon will come through for you.
Avon HMO. Your life improved.
Love music. Love life. Love life. Smooth.
Hi, this is David B, all the way from the UK. Keeping it smooth on Smooth FM, your favorite station where you find good quality and above all, smooth music for your soul.
All on